K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you from a disclosed location in between somewhere, between Kansas and Missouri. My name is Eddie Greer, the third on this Tuesday morning, October 28th, 2025. It's your first time with this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the show. Again, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, iTunes, Spotify, let's see, Audio Boom, Google, so many platforms as well. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, I don't know what y'all been doing. Please go ahead and do so right now. It's Everyday K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports. Podbean app, I still have not gotten around to posting that yet. I probably need to do so. Greer 380's podcast, download the Podbean app. Greer 380's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, and number 3, EDDID podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats, and of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We still ain't seeing the sun here in the last several days here in the Midwest, whether it's Kansas or Missouri, wherever that is. So, well, we try to get rid of this, this rain, but yeah, it's been pretty much sitting in the Midwest over the past couple of days now. So definitely, yep, fall is like overcast fall, if you will. But anyways, enough about this weather. Let's talk about the K-State women's basketball team opening up their 58th season at Kansas State. This program's been here that long. Oh yeah, 58 years, 57 years now, entering its 58th season there. And I'm going to get this in before people start coming in here, so I figure, you know what, if I want to get something in now, now's the time to do that. Yeah, K-State last night, the women's basketball team, of course, their one and lone and only preseason matchup. They took on Tarleton State last night in Stephenville, Texas. Of course, we did a preview of this matchup. If you're not, again, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, please go ahead and do so. Subscribe, like, make sure you tap that alarm bell every time we update your content every single day. Yes, sir, y'all be notified about it. K-State took care of Tarleton State last night, 78-57 there, and K-State, what has not changed, I know it's only preseason, what has not changed, the deep ball from downtown for the ladies as they connected, highlighted by 14 three-pointers from downtown last night. And I'm not going to even say it because it doesn't really count, again, because it's a preseason game there as well. Last night here, and I got to correct on some things here. Again, it's going to take us a while. This is a new look K-State women's basketball team. A lot of new pieces, different faces there as well. So it's kind of, we're going to have to start getting used to that. Again, it's going to take us a little bit to do so there as well. Izilla Arenas led K-State last night. The sophomore, she's not a freshman. Yeah, I think we talked about Izilla again. For those that don't know, that are new to this podcast, right? She is Gilbert Arias' daughter. Izella led the squad last night with 22 points. She was 8 of 13 from the field, including 5 of those 14 long balls came from Arias last night there as well. Tess Hill, she was really good last night at 11 points there. Jordan Spicer, the talented McDonald's All-American, 10 points last night there as K-State took care easily Tarleton State last night, 78-57 in the lone and only preseason game. And folks, K-State Nation, we are talking basketball late October, and it's going to be men's basketball will be opening up officially their season on Friday. We talked about that in one of the recordings last night, which will come out momentarily on this podcast. So again, if you're not an everydayer of this K-State podcast, if you're a K-State fan, not an everydayer of this podcast, I don't know what you're doing. But yeah, so got that going on there as well. Others, Terrence Sides last night here. Let me flip through some of this. Yeah, so I'm just going to go right down the line here. Also, in the digits last night. Yeah, Jordan Spike, we already said that. So, Izilla Arenas last night, 22 points, followed by Tess Heels, 11. Then Spicer with 10. Next in line is Taryn Sides there. Y'all wondering where I was going to call her name? Yeah, 28 points last night. 3 of 8 from the field, 8 points last night in his ball game. Brittany Harrell played double-digit minutes here. Janessa Cotton, Jordan Spicer, Natasha Claussens with a sweet move. One of the highlights of the night last night with a turnaround spin move, scoring it inside the line. Natasha Claussens last night, 2 of 7 from the field. She had 7 points. Maya White, 4. Anaya Foy had 4. Gina Garcia had 3 steals last night. She had 2. Michaela Parks, let me see. She played 4 minutes this game last night. So everybody, for the exception, sorry, not calling you out, but I gotta say what it is. Michaela Parks, outside of her, everybody else played double-digit minutes last night there as well. Terrence Sides had the most minutes last night. So I'm wondering if she did start or not. I don't. Maybe I need to go through the social media to see if she did or not, because that was one of the bigger questions that I have asked in the last week or so on this podcast, the Pro Partial Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State women's basketball, 78, Tarleton State, 57, preseason edition, preseason postcast edition there. So definitely wanted to get that in. I think we talked about preseason on the Podbean app, which I have not gotten up. This is what the episode I have not posted yet. I'll work on that between now and getting that posted. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Partial Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. So I'm just whipping through here. Let me see. Yeah, back to the three-point line. Some things stay the same. The three-point shooting for K-State women's basketball, and of course, head coach Jeff Mitty, 43% shooting from downtown last night there as well. And this game was tied early at one point. And let me see here. Yeah, K-State led by 10 at the break, 41-31 last night again here as well. Jeff Mitty, and let's go ahead here from the head coach of the K-State women's basketball team, and Jeff Mitty, quote, "We were super vanilla tonight. I mean, we did what we did, but we rebounded better, so we had more of an open floor than we had in the close scrimmage, and that was a big key for us there as well." I'm going to go down here to the freshman. Media comments on the freshman. Quote, "I like moments from them. I think they've been really talented. We got some things to learn, but things went well tonight." And back to the ball handlers. They have a few, obviously. Jeff Mitty talked about that after the game last night, about the different point guards or different ball handlers that could be running the show here in 2025-26 for the K-State women's basketball team. Quote, "I think we've had got some options there. We're still playing with some lineups. I like to get Taryn and Gina on the floor together more to move Taryn off the ball and Izella as well. But Taryn struggled early in this game, but she really rebounded well in the first half and did a lot of stuff." End quote. Yeah, you're gonna need Taryn Sides, obviously. That's not the obvious there. I don't know what is with this team. Obviously, you have Tess Hill. I was impressed with her as well last night. And again, like I said in last week's podcast, I believe that, you know, they need leadership, right? This young squad needs leadership. So Terrence Sides can give it to you. Tess Hill can give it to you as well. And then, all the different type of ball handlers as well. So, I like to see that a little more. not going to voice my input there, but yeah, the combination of lineups, again, that's the story. I think Coach Mitty might be playing around with some lineups here, at least early on here in the season, once we get into the season there with this team. I like the sound of that. Yeah, Gina Garcia and Taryn Sides. Obviously, you have Izella as well. So there's a lot to be had, a lot to look forward to with this team. And of course, this K-State team, by the way, this women's basketball team, by the way, is ranked 25th in the country. They're going to be heading in to their regular season here as we check back in, obviously, there. Let me see. Yep. Let me see. So next Monday, Embry-Riddle Coliseum, K-State women's basketball team officially will kick off their 58th season in Manhattan, Kansas, at Bramos Coliseum against Omaha at 6:30. So Friday, you have Newman for K-State men's basketball, right? And then you turn around after the weekend and you take on Omaha for women's basketball. So women, so we got, I told you, basketball around the corner. It is officially here. We got the preseason stuff out of the way on both sides of the coin, and now we can focus on seeing how these pieces gel as we start a tip-off of the, officially, of the 2025-26 basketball seasons for both K-State men and women's basketball team after the women took care of business last night on the road, by the way, against Tarleton State, 78-57, led by Isella Arenas' 22 points last night there as well. So none of this, obviously these stats don't count. We are back to zero on Monday night, and then we'll go from there as well. So again, I am excited to see how this K-State women's basketball team this year, this year's version of the K-State women's basketball team shakes out there. I mean, again, it's been a minute since we've had fresh faces on a women's basketball team. Obviously, we know the history in the last 3-4 years. I don't need to go over that, but now we need to flip the script and write a new book on this year's women's basketball team. And of course, we all know about the men as well there as well. So we'll see what happens. Very interesting, fascinating to see what happens with both teams here as we get through the end of this month, and then of course really get in the weeds here in November. And of course, Big 12 play don't start until when we turn the calendar, Lord willing, to 2026. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily, or have a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. If you're new to this podcast, of course, news updates, recaps, postcasts, views, such and such more. Your everyday podcast, all things Kansas State sports, whether that's football this weekend against Texas Tech, we know about that. We taking care of business against KU, three of our big teams took the sweep on KU last weekend. That was awesome to see that there as well. So we cover all things K-State sports. Baseball had their schedule come out recently. I haven't touched on that yet, so there'll be an episode about that coming in the upcoming weeks there as well. And football season, I just said that. Women's soccer coming to the end of the regular season on Thursday night against Iowa State at home. So that'll be great as well. A huge accomplishment, as I've said many times now, that K-State women's soccer will have their first ever winning season in program history. That is a huge deal there as well. Podbean app, Rear 3 Ace Podcast over there. And of course, telephone case here about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a disclosed location. This has been another episode, preseason postcast of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.